Neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS as it's known, is yet another problem that stems from the heroin epidemic ravaging West Virginia. NAS occurs in newborns exposed to opiates while still in the womb. When they're born, they feel the full effects of withdrawal. Healthcare professionals are trying to come up with ways to track and deal with the problem more effectively. Symptoms of NAS include tremors, seizures, vomiting, and excessive crying. These may begin as early as 24 to 48 hours after birth, and some may last as long as 4 to 6 months.
We have 6 babies in NICU, and 5 of them are drug exposed or addicted.
Megan Beckner is a nurse in the neonatal intensive care unit at Thomas Memorial Hospital in South Charleston. She has seen the number of cases dramatically increase in her 8 years there.
And that's not including babies that haven't been admitted to the NICU, but are here as what we call border babies that stay here for observation that haven't been started on medication or transferred to the NICU yet. When I came here back in 2007, maybe 1 in 8, 1 in 10, if that. Right now, it ranges. It's between usually about 50% to 70%.
According to an analyst with the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources, there were about 20,500 babies born in West Virginia in 2014. Nearly 660 of those newborns suffered from NAS. But those numbers are likely to change as more data are crunched. And even then, the numbers really aren't too reliable.
We believe it's underreported. Certainly these babies are being identified, they're being treated, but there's not like a data collection system that says, if these babies had NAS, check this box and send it in.
Amy Tolliver is director of the West Virginia Perinatal Partnership, an organization working to improve pre- and postnatal health in the state.
And one of the reasons is because there's a difference on providers in regard to, what are we calling it? When do we call it NAS?
While one hospital will diagnose and report neonatal abstinence syndrome as soon as withdrawal symptoms become obvious, another hospital might not report that an infant has NAS unless medication is administered. Whether the newborn will receive that medication is determined by a scoring system. The higher the score, the worse the symptoms.
And you can just see it. These babies have a look on their face. It's just kind of, I don't feel good.
Beckner, the nurse at Thomas Memorial Hospital, explains that infants are evaluated every 4 hours. If symptoms persist, a physician steps in.
They'll look the baby over, do an exam, check the scores out, and based on all of that, they'll determine whether or not they're a candidate to be or need medicated. Typically, if the scores get that high at that point, they're not going to go back down. It just progressively gets worse.
It's called the Finnegan Neonatal Abstinence Scoring System. Newborns are scored according to categories and subcategories, 31 items in all. While this is the most comprehensive test for NAS, at least one national study found that many nurseries say the system is too complicated and don't use it regularly. Perinatal Partnership Director Amy Tolliver says virtually all hospitals in West Virginia use the Finnegan scoring system. Her organization is training nurses in the state to use the test more effectively. The goal is to create consistent diagnosis and provide reliable data. There are also efforts to deal with the issue at the national level. Congress recently passed the Protecting Our Infants Act. The bill will require the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to expand data collection and surveillance of children with neonatal abstinence syndrome. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ryan Herdman in Charleston.